this track, get this track, go.
They like my Colorado swag, cause when I'm in that play, I don't really know just how to act. And when I'm in it go, you know I'm acting bad. Holly did a bus with my Colorado swag. My Colorado swag, my Colorado swag. I think they like my Colorado swag. My Colorado swag, my Colorado swag. Might not swear, I think they like my Colorado swag. My Colorado swag, yeah. Is pushing 180. See you later, baby. Colorado Army with soldiers like the Navy. Yeah. And boat is where we stationed, patiently awaiting. Whoa. When I hit the field, it's so hard to behave. Yeah. I'm Colorado swagging as the crowd do the wave. Look into my eyes, I can tell that you afraid. Uh-huh. Cause you know we finna hit ya. Hit ya. Hit ya. Hit ya. Hey. Hey. You on your own now, why you watching the official? Yeah. You just better hope you make it to the next whistle. And we ain't playing with you, you can get it. In the middle of the ring, throwing blows, knocking down team after team.
I think they like my Colorado swag, cause when I'm in that play, I don't really know just how to act. And when I'm in that go, you know I'm acting bad. Holla, get a bus with my...
All right, here we are. Welcome back into Adam Munster Tigers Buff Stampede Radio Live. And here, William Gardner. With my man Leo Rivera and Oliver back in the control room running things. So welcome aboard, and how's it going there, Leo?
You know, it's going pretty good today. I think we're actually going to have some film for you guys to be able to come and watch us break down. So we're pretty excited on that end. Shout out Oliver. He was able to kind of work out those kinks, and I think we figured it out finally, William.
Well, we say it, we'll see what happens.
For sure. But either way, we're going to have a good show for you guys. Once again, we're going to be going over this class of 2027 commits that happened over this past weekend of June 5th through the 7th. I believe we got five total guys. We're going to be going over films. Does that sound right to you, William?
Yeah, we got five. And then we're going to talk about what a whole bunch of guys that are coming for this weekend. So
yeah, please. We'll close off the show with another preview of this weekend coming up, June 12th. It's going to be another big one. So make sure you guys stay tuned to the end. We're going to go over every single visitor. Oliver did a wonderful job getting that outline for us.
Yeah. And there we go. There goes comments on the side there. So I'm in a new screen now. In order to get the video working, if you've been watching us the last couple of times, we've been struggling with it. But so we got me on a new page, and so I kind of had to figure out what I'm doing. The old guy trying to do technology is not the best way to go about it. But looks like we got things going. Got some people in here, and we're going to talk about what's been an exciting time in recruiting for the CU Buffs lately, with five new commits. And we've talked about some of them previously, but going to look at some film on some of these guys and get an idea what's exciting about them.
Certainly, I'm gonna be able to give some insight there, and so are you, William. And it's gonna be our first time doing one of these together officially, so I'm looking forward to it. Work with us guys if we have any kinks and that kind of thing, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I think we got a couple of offensive linemen, which is our forte for both of us. And I think it's nice to see all the guys that we're getting signed up now. Two offensive linemen, got our first running back, some edge guys, some safety guys, and a running back. And then it looks like I think we're going to get our second running back this weekend, but we'll see what happens with that. So I don't know. With that, let's get started. Let's talk about Samari Howard.
Let's do it.
So Samari Howard is 6 foot, 175 pounds safety. He's a three-star, 87 rating from St. Thomas Aquinas High School, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 20 Power Four offers, including Indiana, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon. So really kind of everybody's after him. 34 tackles, 4 interceptions in his last season, I think. So here's a guy who's a big playmaker. So let's take a look at what we see on film here.
Yeah, and he plays in Florida. He's the fourth guy of this commitment class to be out of that Sunshine State. So pretty notable.
Right there, dropping back. nice vision, working the field. Now, that's what I like right there is a cutback.
Yeah, certainly. Got him in a too high look here.
Safety.
Great ball skills, staying with the play.
That thing bounced in the air, and he was able to track it and pull it down. So they look like they're going to stay in that cover two, and he's their deep guy. Actually, it looks like he's got the whole deep.
Yeah, zone. He had the middle third there. These are really good, you know, zone plays here with him being having great eyes and being able to track down the football.
Yeah, you know, Fort Lauderdale football is going to be some pretty good talent that they're playing against. And that was nice right there. You see him coming up from quite a ways across the field.
So, yeah, really good job breaking on that ball.
There he comes. That was either a blitz or he read that.
Run that back, Oliver. Run that back a little bit.
Hard to tell if it was. It looked to me like he just read that.
Definitely. Watch him get across that wide receiver's face in the slot and completely disrupt this play. That's just great instinct, being able to use his hands, get active.
Probably some film study, too, knowing what that team's going to do.
Yeah, and just great tackle. Way to finish. So far, you like what you're seeing of Howard. Was it what you say, William?
Right, and there he is up in the press coverage as a cornerback and was all over that guy.
Kind of the theme with a lot of these defensive players that have committed is they play a multitude of positions, right? They're not really limited by a category on the football field. You know, if they're safety, they play corner.
Yeah, we'll talk about some guys who are edge players, but can also play that linebacker position and what have you. So I think, you know, really good recruiting, you know, like used to be like you'd get those guys, those 6'4", 240 guys, and they can play a variety of positions, tight end, defensive end, linebacker, whatever. And so I think it's Coach Prime is getting back to that, finding guys that can just play football, and then you fit them into the spots where they fit best. Because you take a guy like Samari Howard, and you're going to bring him in, you know, you could take a look at him at all five secondary positions, frankly.
Certainly.
Like he's playing a linebacker there.
Yeah, and what's really standing out, too, is his tackling ability. He's not afraid to come up and shed blocks and engage with the receiver and has a nose for the football. Really good job finding it.
They pat him out on the corner and then shifted him in. Now more of a nickel, really, right there.
Yep.
Welcome in to everybody watching and making comments here. Feel free to weigh in. And there he is. Okay. So there's a punt return.
Yeah, there's some kickoff coverage. See him get down the field.
Oh,
it was onside.
Yeah. Nice awareness to recover that.
What's interesting here is he's showing a variety of, you know, special teams clips as well as him at defensive back, nickel. We thought we saw him at linebacker potentially as well and even playing safety. So he's really put everything on tape of this highlight reel.
Well, what you see from those two kickoff coverages, number one is that he's aware, he got his head in the game. He can change direction on a dime for that recovery at onside. But then he's the one that ran down and took that guy's feet out from under him almost the second he caught the ball. So he's, like you said, a good tackler and not afraid of contact. You know, 6 foot, 175, he'll have to put some weight on, but that's some nice height, and he plays just everywhere in the secondary. So, you know, you're talking 20 power four offers, Indiana, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon, all the big people wanted him, and he came to see you. So I think one of the reasons with him was coming to play for Coach Prime.
So. Certainly. We've talked about it, you know, the last couple episodes now with the kind of change in Colorado with, you know, a healthy Coach Prime who's actually able to come in being super involved in who's coming in. He's watching all the film, like he said himself. And so far, the guys that they have signed and have showed that they have, you know, potential and they have a belonging at the next level. So really good get for Colorado here and kind of was the highlight of the weekend.
Well, what's exciting right now is so Samari is a 3-star, 87 rating, and I think once you get rolling in recruiting, I think what's exciting is recruits watch each other, man, you know, and when you become news, like CU has become news in the last week for all these commitments, then other guys start getting excited and want to be involved in it too. So it kind of feeds on itself, and then you get this next big weekend coming, you know, and it's just going to keep on being more exciting. So
certainly lots of good energy towards the program right now.
Yeah. So, you know, direction, I like James Games. Direction and the momentum CU is heading, and it's not just the recruiting, really. I think, you know, with the change in coordinators and the what they did in the recruit in the portal this year, and so it just seems to me that there's a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, you have a new athletic director as well, so from the top down, you're talking about a lot of change that's kind of really been bringing excitement into Boulder.
Let's move to Hoover, Alabama, and that's another thing I liked about these guys we're talking about here. So I got them all written down. We got Olney, Maryland. We got Hoover, Alabama. We got Fort Lauderdale, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Wellington, Florida. So three different states there. And then for the guys coming this week, we got Kyle and Bobo from Tupelo, Mississippi, and things like that. We're really all over the Eastern coast and
Southeast.
In the Southeast, yeah. So it's really exciting with all this stuff we're getting going on. So let's take a look at Jovan Pulliam, who's an edge, but I think also could be a linebacker at 6'1", 230, 9 sacks.
Yeah, definitely. He's really an explosive player, William, who can, like you said, play in the box. He can get down, his hand on the edge, and it's really exciting. He's got a lot of good athleticism, and not only that, he seems to be a good character guy. Once again, he's spoken with our Oliver Hayes a few times now over the phone for some interviews, so go check out those stories if you haven't yet, buffstampede.com, but he's doing a lot to gain the attention of fans.
And Javon's also got a total of three Power Four offers, us, Wake Forest, and Boston College. So I think interest is starting to pick up on him. So he's a 3-star, 85 rating. He had 9 sacks as a junior, 4 sacks in limited time as a freshman or a sophomore, excuse me. So, you know, he's a guy who clearly can get after the passer and pass rush. So let's take a look and see what we got.
Certainly.
Well, that's just a speed rush there and ran right by that guy.
Yeah. Run that back, Oliver.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just going straight from, the beginning on that one. Great bend off the edge, and this tackle had no chance.
Well, the key thing there is the explosiveness off the ball, because his first two steps, he's hip to hip, and that's the key to getting a good pass rush. This one here, I actually had a little rip move. I didn't see that the first time through there. So this time here, he's going to take the guy on. Two hands on the chest, stands him up, it's basically a push-pull, throws him and makes a tackle for a loss, causes a fumble, picks the fumble up and runs. And is he going to get there stumbling, bumbling, rumbling? I think it's a touchdown.
I don't know. He might have been down at the one, but yeah, that's
why you got to kill the buzz, man. You know.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be honest here. We're honest evaluators when it comes to this film, but that was just an electric play, right? To be able to play your outside gap, make sure you're being responsible for contain, and then have the ability to shed and go get the quarterback violently and cause a fumble, get up off the ground, and then run it.
Go back to that last one because it's a very similar play. Yeah, the one after this, what I'm thinking. That's a blitz up the middle. They have it playing in the middle right now. So here he is on a stand-up on the same end. And here he is again, stands that guy up, just pushes him back, throws him off, and then pause it real quick, if you could, Oliver. So, you know, what he's doing there, you know, one of the things that, you know, so you, when you're coaching defensive line, pass rush, things like that, one of the things you want to get those hands, you want to get extension lift, right? Similar on the offensive line, but not quite the same. You get that extension and you can throw, right? And then another thing you do, you got that extension, you can drop one arm and do a long arm, and it's hard to demonstrate without having another person. But when you're holding somebody by two hands, you drop one, they're going to turn like this. So what he does here is he just pushes that guy and pushes him back. And then when he sees where the quarterback's going, throws him and makes another tackle for a loss. He's just a playmaker.
Yeah, definitely. He's got great hands, good technique, plays low. Really what you want to see from an edge player right now.
and pause it again real quick, but the nice thing is if you watch that and he's got that locked up, but what his feet are perfect. You know, he's got his feet shoulder width. He doesn't get them together, and that's why he's able to make that move at the end. So, okay, this one I think is taken from outer space, but we're going to see what we can see here.
Yeah, probably a drone.
Yeah. Or a very tall.
And finding the football, man, that's sort of the second forced fumble he's had on this, you know, tape. Results in a touchdown this time. Getting around the edge and just being active with his hands.
Now here he is with his hand on the ground. Oh, a little bit of a jump there. Let's try. Yeah, he just,
right by.
Just ran past that guy. I think that might have been. All right.
M.A. Missed the sign.
Here he is. Okay, he just ran around that guy. You know, punched him a little bit to keep him. Basically, if you freeze it right here for a second, you know, when you're offense versus defense in a pass rush position, the guy who gets the hands inside is going to be the guy that wins, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got his hands in there first, and the other guy wasn't able to get his hands up at all. So, really good things he's doing with his hands here. Let's keep it rolling.
I mean, yeah, like you said, just from a fundamental standpoint, everything you see, this is him containing the edge right here, doing a great job. And head up, yeah. No one's going outside on pulling. Yeah. Well, that's what's really awesome to see.
If you take that play back, fundamentally here, freeze it right there. Now stop it. Now he takes that guy, punches him, and the guy tries to go inside. And what he does is he keeps his shoulders square to the line. He doesn't turn one way or the other. That way he can react either way that the ball goes. But that's a nice job of getting rid of it. And then he closes right down. So when that guy tries to block down inside, he closes right down so there's no hole there. Really fundamentally sound.
I'm just going to wrap up.
Solid tackle, yeah. Wow, that's really, that kind of holds off that blocker and sees what's happening and really accelerates fast to get out there and make a play.
Yeah, that tackle's trying to get out and seal him and kind of pin him back inside so that way they can get that run out there. And he was having none of that. Great hands, great feet to keep running and make sure he doesn't stop on contact. Nice play.
Nice. Oh, nice. So he's got outside contain. He's got outside shoulder of that blocker, and he realized the play is coming inside. He throws him and comes back inside. Run that one more play and stop it about halfway through, Oliver. Stop now. Stop. See where his hat is? See where his head is? He's got outside contain because he's got upfield shoulder on that guy. And then he sees the ball's going to go inside, so he throws him and goes inside. So he does his first job, which is contain, and he makes the play by getting off the block and going to get that guy.
Yeah, great job.
That's the little things that matter.
And that's TFL, too, because he was able to get in the backfield with his first movement. Same really thing here. Yep, post and shed.
And he's very good. He's really good with his hands. I think this guy is underrated.
Yeah, look at this coming backside on that. That was insane. Rewind that, Oliver. Sorry.
We're going to be here all day rewinding and watching this guy.
Yeah, the tackle's trying to wash him down. He just explodes right across his face, rips through, and that's an easy TFL.
Nice recovery, gets back up. I wonder if the problem with some of the coaches is he's kind of tweener size, more size like a linebacker instead of an edge.
Yeah, for sure. He's got space to add weight onto his body, but he just must be so quick off the ball and good with his hands that they'll let him play.
I know the linebacker that they have playing off the line is a Kentucky commit. So a lot of talent on this Hoover High School team. So that may be one of the reasons why he's more on the line. But he also said that's where he likes to play.
Well, Hoover's always been a powerhouse and loaded with players. So let's go ahead and run this. Let's go get run through this and make sure we can get on to our next guy. So there's just another push pull and gets to the outside and runs it down from behind. And I think it says something when you're on a defense with other guys that are going power four and you still stand out.
Yeah, because he's just fundamentally sound. Like we talked about, most of these highlights have been kind of the same thing of him, you know, getting his butt down, hands up, and just being able to shed. Blocked field goal.
I think he had multiple. Yeah, we're going to hear.
He did. Yep.
Multiple last season blocked field goals, which is about really quickness off the ball and your explosiveness.
Certainly. Well, I feel like we're kind of could be here all day, William, you know, talking about his shedding technique.
Let's just run that one back real quick, and then we're going to move on to the next guy. So watch this. This is what we call – don't start it just yet. This is what we call push-pull. So he explodes into this guy. Now, run it. Push him back, and then he's going to throw him. Beautiful. Perfect.
Yeah, and just flat down the line. Great job containing, reading the running back, seeing where he's going. This kid's legit.
That's the other thing about playing at places like Hoover is that you're going to get good coaching and you're going to be fundamentally sound. Let's move on now to our next guy, which we talked about a little bit in our last segment. Offensive lineman Jaden Lindsey, and this is more in your alley and into my alley for offensive line coach. You know, I've coached both offensive and defensive line, so a little bit of the pass rush stuff is something I'm there for too. But you spoke with this guy, and that weight is not right, is it?
Yeah, we're a little outdated here. It's all right, Oliver Hayes, but this graphic was made last episode, I believe. 6'3" All right, he's missing another half inch there, and 300 pounds. Big boy is up to. He must have been working this offseason, eating well, because he definitely is a little bigger than I think even you admit he was in his film.
And that's his official measurement by CU on his visit. So that's nice to see, because we were wondering a little bit. And when you watch this film, you'll see he's playing between two guys that are both 6'5". So when you first see him, you think, wait, that guy looks kind of little, but it's all perspective, right? And the tackle next to him is 6'5". But I think if you watch this, he's going to Temple, I think. So he's not a P4, and it's really about he doesn't have the athleticism. But Jaden Lindsey certainly does. So he's a 3-star, 86 rating. He's out of Good Counsel High School in Olney, Maryland. And one of the things about Jaden Lindsey is he's the primary reason why we're getting a visit this week from 4-star edge James Pace, who's also from Maryland. So not only is Jaden committed, he's helping us improve that class. So let's take a look. He's got 10 Power 4 offers, including Indiana, Pitt, Penn State, and Maryland. And I always like those, because when you're looking at a guy in a state, I always want to know if the home state teams want him, you know. And if you're Maryland, Penn State, Pitt, Maryland, and so he's got those guys, including in Indiana. So a lot of people are after this kid, and a lot of potential.
Certainly, definitely was highly sought after, and he probably will be. He said his recruitment's completely shut down. He said, coaches, don't be trying to poach him. Don't be messaging him. But obviously, we know this day and age in football, things happen. So hopefully he isn't really getting poached too much, but definitely going to be a lot of interest there.
Yeah. Let's take a look and see what we got here. Now, this first play is going to be a pull to the right. He's the left guard. And I want to talk about a little bit about his technique and his pull is a little odd to me, but it's a jump and run, jump and go. But the end result is he's like a steamroller, like a train running over.
Yeah, this almost looks like a skip pull if you want to run it back, Oliver, when I was kind of looking at it. And that's kind of something we run when I was in high school for our guards as well, the technique. But let's kind of look at it closer. If he crosses over his feet, it kind of looks like a skip pull there.
But the thing is, he got that athleticism to get across the line and make contact and just bowl that guy over.
Yeah, and great finish with his hips there.
Let's run this back one play, because there's a play before this one that we missed that I want to see.
That's the first one.
Yeah, that's what you're, and we're just going to run the second one here. So, I don't know if you caught that, but he's a guard. He comes out, and there's a blitzing linebacker, and I don't think that linebacker is going to want to do that again. No. Is the short lesson there, because he just blew that guy up.
Yeah, look at him being active with his hands. He just engulfs him, right? Snatches that guy up, puts him on his back. Impressive.
I mean, that's a hell of a play right there.
Yeah, unfortunately, he takes out his tackle as well on that play. But hey, get out the way, buddy.
Well, but that's the reason, you know, that's the reason why that tackle's not P4. He's not as electric enough to get the heck out of the way.
Yeah.
That will not be a problem at our level.
Good kick out block here. You would like him to keep his head more upfield so that way that DN's, you know, not getting too much involvement in the play, but solid pass.
So go ahead and run it. I'm just saying you can see the size difference between him and the guy next to him who's like 6'5", 310. But that doesn't really matter because he's big enough certainly to play our level. Now that's the so he drops into his pass protection. There's nobody in his coverage zone. He sees the center and not only goes over and helps the guy, but mugs the dude he's blocking.
Yeah, we call that finding work. He's uncovered in the slide. He says, you know what? I'm going to go and give this D tackle a little dirt nap here. Love to see that out of Lindsey.
That kind of aggressiveness and not just standing there, but looking for help. And what he did first was look to his side, make sure there's no blitz or late blitz coming.
Yeah, this is just working.
I could just watch that play for the rest of the day. Everybody, sorry, not to bore you, but like as Reckless Tay says, finish through the whistle. Amen. And you know what? The other thing, stop, just freeze it real quick. The other thing to me, when I'm coaching offensive linemen, is I want you to inflict your will on dudes so much that by the end of the game they have given up, and that's how you do it, right there. I remember, you know, back in the '90s, Joe Garton was a unanimous All-American for us, and dudes just used to stop playing because he was so nasty, you know, and just beating them up, you know, and just inflict your will. That's the kind of guys you want on the offensive line, right there.
Certainly. Especially in pass pro, right? We always teach pass pro isn't passive, right? Because you're going backwards, you still need to be physical and violent. And especially if you're uncovered, that's a free shot at the defender. Go get it.
Yeah. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's keep it pushing, Oliver. And one thing to note as well, we're seeing a lot of guard highlights, but Lindsey does see himself as a center at the next level. He's been working snapping.
Yeah, let's roll this one back because this is a great example. He oversteps it, but he recovers.
Yep.
So that's beautiful. He oversteps that, and the guy goes inside. See that step he takes with his left foot, but then the guy starts to go inside. He recovers, and then he buries the dude. It's like nope.
That's beautiful.
Now he can't have that extra step at our level because it's tough to recover.
No, again. If you oversell like that on a Big 12 D tackle, he's probably going to beat you in a streamline of the quarterback. So,
but that's just
get that patch shot. But it's good.
That's just a little technique. He bought that guy's fake to the outside and took that extra step. He'll learn not to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. We watched that again because I want you to see how this defensive tackle flies through the air when dude hits him. I think he goes about 3 yards. Yeah.
Down block. They're running counter here.
Yeah, that's the kind of physicality you're looking for. That just blows up a whole defense. Plus that
now, dude. Now go back over.
That nose tackle for the rest of the game is going to be looking to his right a little bit.
And if you watch closely as well, this is what makes this block even more phenomenal, right? Is they're double teaming up to number 43, who's the backside backer here, right? They're leaving 8 for the wrap man. And watch him not only de-cleat the D-tackle, he then gets up on 43 and makes his proper block. So right here, boom.
13.
Hat on a hat.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very impressive. There.
Very impressive getting to the second level. And actually, he's center here, isn't he? No. Nope. You know, they got an unbalanced line is what it is.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Yep.
He's the guard, and they got the tight end. So.
Yep.
If you look, the outside guy on the near side is the tight end, and then the tackle in the center, and they've moved this tackle over the other side. Well, we'll see it better in the play from behind later on. So let's just run this one, and get to the next one.
Certainly, have them coming around, dominating guys.
So that's a similar play. Run that one back real quick. Actually, yeah, stop it right there and back a little bit and stop it where they're in their stance. Okay, no, that's just a standard 5.
Yeah. No. It's even. Even line. Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward. And we're just nerding out on offensive line stuff now.
Boom. Great hands. Great finish. Bearing, guys.
That's that same little skip pull, and that's the same result.
Yeah, I mean, right there. Freeze frame, Oliver. Go back. Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
And not only that, the ref has to run up and make sure he's not beating the kid up.
Yeah, you know what? This is what we call legalized violence here on the football field, Oliver. Yeah. If you show up, you know, imagine having a long day of calculus, you know, Algebra 2. You come out, and you get Jane Lindsay running at you here on the skip
pull. I don't know what you're talking about. I never got into those math classes, man. They sent me to remedial math.
Remedial math. But yeah, look at him finish. And, you know, anytime you're in that kind of position in top mount, you know.
And I'm 100% sure the back judge is running up to make sure he's not mouthing that kid.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's saying, hey, easy up, kid. Easy up.
Right.
That's a good refereeing. And hey, no smack talk, nothing extra. He gets up off him. Love it. It's fair. It's legal.
This is a one-on-one block on the defensive tackle, and he just drives him down the line and pancakes him over the top of the pile.
Yeah. Just eating.
Right there. Yeah.
You know, watching Lindsay's highlights are kind of getting me a little hungry here because he's be eating so much.
Yep. And there he is again, not, you know, moves that guy clean out of his space.
Right here, working up to second level again, double teaming with the tackle.
Well, he steps out on the combo and realizes the tackle's got that block, so he moves inside. So he made a good read real quick, you know.
Yep, boom, seal off. He's shown a variety of different, you know, abilities as a guard. He's shown good pull in. He's shown good pass pro ability to help in zone in the good zone blocking scheme and understanding of it. So
run that one back. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Oliver or Leo. Stop it right there. Hold it. So now watch when he comes up and look, watch his feet. Now run it. Look at that footwork. Shoulder width at all times, those little feet, keeping his feet dug into the ground, moves with that guy instead of leaning. He just stays with him. Head over his feet. That's just beautiful. That's beautiful guard pass protection right there.
Yeah, and that was kind of one of my takeaways as well with this film is his pass pro is really, you know, dominant. I think that's kind of where he really excels right now and should be helpful for Colorado.
He's got good feet and good hands.
He does.
He's right in front of number 20 there.
Yep, just washing his guy out. Now, you don't want to let him get in late on the play like that. That's one thing I don't like, but we'll talk about that later. Just burying guys again.
All right, let's watch one, maybe two more, and we'll move on to our next guy.
For sure.
Now, that's a play. He picks that guy up, and a lot of people will say that's holding because he throws him to the ground. But he's got hands inside, and it'll never get called. You can't see his hands.
You know what? Did the ref call it?
We're looking from the perspective of the back judge. You can't see his hands, and they will never call that.
Nope.
Hands inside, he throws him down, sure enough, but open.
Let the ref come talk to you. Let the ref come talk to you. Love it. Love it. And there's another, you know, play of him just burying on this one. I think that might be a good one to close off of.
Yeah.
And in the meantime,
guy tries to slant across his face and he takes him all the way across the line. So that's some nice things to watch from Jaden Lindsay. I think he's a really good pickup and will be a guy who's ready to play fairly early for the Buffs. So,
certainly. Well, I'm super excited about Lindsay, and I'm super excited to talk about some of these other commits as soon as we hear a word from our main guy, Adam Munster Tiger, and our sponsor, Taco Bell.
When one layer isn't enough, we go deeper. Actually, Taco Bell, they go triple. Introducing the Triple Double Crunchwrap, premium all-white meat marinated chicken seasoned with bold Mexican spices and tossed in a crunchy tortilla chip coating and dusted with bold, flavorful Diablo spice seasoning, served with spicy ranch sauce. And because we couldn't stop there, pair it with Zab's nacho fries. golden crisp nacho fries, savory slow roasted chicken, warm nacho cheese, freshly prepared pico de gallo, creamy ranch that is infused with Zab's St. Augustine sauce, and a blend of mozzarella, pepper jack, and cheddar cheese. This isn't just a meal, it's a full-on flavor experience. More layers, more flavor, more reasons to be back again at Taco Bell. Because at Taco Bell, they don't do average, they do extra. Triple, double, Crunchwrap, and only at...
I love hearing that ad every single time. Every single time it comes up.
Yep, that's our guy. So, all right, let's get back into this. We're going to talk about another offensive lineman, and we're really loading up the offensive line so far in this class. We got three offensive linemen, the two we're talking about today, and then we already had a four-star we talked about previously. And this next one is a kid from Florida, Zaquan Linton, who's 6'5", 300, three-star, 86 rating. And, yeah, I've seen him listed at 6'6". Bottom line is he's tall enough to play at this level, but that's a big dude right there. And he's got 12 Power Four offers. He was committed to Miami, and so we stole him away from them. He had offers from Florida, Kentucky, Mizzou, and lots of teams like that. So this is a big kid. I think
it's pretty impressive, you know, to have all those commitments to Miami and, you know, being within Florida and being to get pulled all the way over to the cold mountains of Colorado is a big change, but love to see it.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned that, I was just thinking of an interview somebody had with him, and he said that Gunnar White and current freshman offensive lineman Xavier Payne were the guys that really were key to his recruitment, because he said he wanted to talk to Payne because he's from Florida and what's it like up there and all that sort of stuff. And so Xavier Payne really helped sell him on the bus.
Exactly. Xavier Payne was the big voice on that one. And Gunnar White, of course, who's been active with all these offensive line recruits, he's been really hitting the recruiting trail hard as well and making sure that he's getting his guys for the future.
All right. So take a look here. I think we've the right tackle.
Yeah, he kind of, again, is a lot of these guys are liking this chop technique in high school where they're kind of just trying to break down the offensive lineman's hands in front of them or almost just snatch them. Sometimes they kind of do get away with that hold where they're inside and snatching them, but it's a good way to get a guy down. Not necessarily my favorite technique in the world. It really kind of works better if you have a guy more bold into you and engaged.
Right. Take that back, and if everybody's watching here, he's not the outside guy. That's a tight end. The dude getting beat on the outside is a tight end. So our guy's the second guy in. He ends up putting his guy on the ground. So here he's at the left tackle. So he's played both tackle positions. He's played right tackle exclusively as a sophomore and mostly left tackle as a junior. So he's played both sides of the line.
Yeah.
And he's
a big body.
Oh, yeah. Got the length, which we talked a little bit last time about length. Length meaning primarily long enough arms to keep defenders off of you. And that shows he can pull backside.
Yeah, for sure. Now they're going to run Adam with the down block here.
I think he's more raw than Lindsey. So I think Linton is being recruited more on his potential than what he is right now.
That's fair to say. Like we've seen in these few clips, William, he's shown great athleticism, right? He knows where he's going on plays, but he's kind of just a big body and overpowering people with kind of that strength and not necessarily with the technique and fundamentals. So, like right here, this is a good pass pro rep.
That's very nice. Right?
Where he's back.
If you take that back and stop it right there. So when you drop back into his pass pro, what I like about this, what we always teach if you're in pass protection, is you getting your pass protection and you stop the momentum of the guy with your punch. That's the goal of the punch. And watch, this is perfect because you watch the guy's head snap back. And then that's, you know, when you're an outside rusher and your head snaps back, you're done. So let's watch this.
Certainly.
If we can get it rolling. There we go. And that's just it. He gets locks up into that guy and then he just holds onto him. So it's a lot of fun. feet nice, got his butt down. He'll learn to get his butt down a little farther. And let me just go before we move on to the next one. Todd B says, and enjoy the commentary on the guys in the trenches. Well, that's you know, Leo was an offensive lineman, now coaches offensive line. I coached the offensive defensive line for a lot of years. So this is kind of our area right here. And so we're going to nerd out on this kind of stuff.
For sure. We are a little bit of nerds, but again, like you said, he's got some raw flashes and he's big size. He's definitely D1 body like, but got some technique things to clean up here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times when you're a high school offensive tackle, you're being recruited on where you're going to be down the line because you're big right now. And what they're looking for is that athleticism, that ability to bend. And if you look, I think he's a left tackle here, right? And if you look at that stance, he's got his butt down. He's able to bend his knees. He's got a flat back. And a lot of guys his size can't do that. And that's what you're looking for. Is he a knee bender? Can he move his feet? Is he athletic? Because we could teach him how to play the damn game, you know.
For sure.
But if he doesn't have all those things already, you can't build that. So let's roll it here.
And physicality, right? He wants to put guys in the ball. He's aggressive out of his stance, that kind of thing. So whether his techniques, you know, can be improved.
Run that back, and it's kind of hard to see him. But what I want to watch is the end of the play, because you'll see him at the end of the play. Here we go. And there it is.
Body's dropping.
You saw the guy he was blocking it, at least.
Yep. And I don't know if, you know, feet are getting tangled up in there, but you love to see the finish, because there's just a whoop, big pop. Yeah. Throw him. Finish your block. Again, he's showcasing different, you know, kinds of blocks as well, too, whether it's pass pro, down blocks, some pulling within it. So he's got movement. He's able to get guys off the line of scrimmage, at least.
Yeah.
And as you can see there, he kind of mounts one guy. We had that freeze frame with Lindsay earlier. If you're mounted on top of your defensive tackle, you're probably going to have a big run. good hands, wash them out.
I think a lot of people think that what they should see from offensive linemen is contact with a defensive lineman and driving 5 yards off the line, and that's not going to happen most times. Maybe in high school, but not at this level.
Yeah,
you know what you're trying to do is win battles and maintain the control of the line of scrimmage. Now, if you get a game, you know. If you think back to that CU 2001 victory over Nebraska when it was 62 to whatever, that was complete domination. We were blowing their defensive tackles 5 yards off the ball, and that's the kind of score you'll see when that happens.
For sure. But like you said, a lot of the time too, especially within the zone scheme and a scheme like Brandon Marion's go-go offense, right? You're just trying to create alleys. You're just trying to block long enough for that running back to hit the crease and get out of you.
Take it back to play before this one, and I just want to illustrate. So, and the one after this. So he's going to pull. He's coming across right there. Now look at so right there he locks up. Look at the bend in his knees. He's got the Z with his feet. He's got his shoulder pads down. Now he doesn't, you know, steamroll this guy and put him on the ground initially, but he stays in a good position and keeps going and eventually gets him on the ground. So I think this is a great play. And he ends up where he's supposed to be, even if, you know, now maybe Zayden Lindsay would have run over that guy, but they're different dudes.
Different, right? You can't teach that size. And look at the excitement, learning how to celebrate wins. Love to see that as well.
Yeah. The enthusiasm. Well, and that's one of the things Coach Prime said, talking about recruiting this year, is that he wants guys that love the game. And that's a guy that loves the game, you know.
Certainly. Gotta love it. It's so funny. He's so large. You just see him stand out so notably compared to everyone else on his team.
That's a nice pickup of an inside guy.
Again, pulling out. Robin.
That's good. Now, look at the athleticism of getting around the edge at a 6'5", 6'6", kid like that. And there he is. There's back. Keeps him back fairly low. Gets around the corner. Turns upfield. That's a nice play. That right there illustrates the kind of athleticism you need to play offensive tackle at this level.
You have to.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of cuts that corner. I'm not going to say like a running back, but, you know, a little bit.
100%.
So now he's playing against a kid who's rated as a 4-star. Just runs him up the field.
Just wash him out. Doesn't need to be, yeah, you know, overemphasized, but.
Well, you know, hey Nicole, there's one of my favorites. Nicole's in the thing saying appreciate learning from you guys. Take a little from here and scream, butt down, keep your position, get your hands inside. Give her a few more there, Leo.
For sure. Yeah, hands inside. Don't stop your feet. Keep your feet moving. Get your hat back flat.
And one, oh, okay, so that's really nice right there. He gets a punch and stops that guy. But one of the things we talked about is like you talked about, pass protection is not passive. That punch has to be violent.
Yes.
And stop that momentum. You see right there, he's got his butt down. That's a nice play. So he goes down. His initial assignment is inside. Take that play back one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And watch him see the blitz. Or it's actually like a stunt or a game, yeah.
Twist.
And he gets outside and gets that guy before he gets in there. That's a really nice job. Pushes the helps the guard get on that guy, gets outside and picks up that stunt. That's awareness of the field and agility to get there.
Certainly. And it's just good communication, right? That means you know your assignment. You've practiced it a bunch of times with your teammate. You've gone over the technique of, hey, if we're seeing a twist, we're going to communicate me, you. I'm going to wait until we get hip to hip, and then I could fully pass over that defender before coming back around and re-kick setting.
Well,
my guy.
And while we're talking about that, that's been an issue. Go ahead and freeze it for a second. That's been an issue with Colorado offensive line for a long damn time is the lack of communication. And so, you know, I see plays where a guy runs up the middle and people on the board say, well, the offensive line guy sucks. He's got no talent. No, it's a miscommunication. They weren't taught how to pass off a guy and pick up another guy. So, I don't know. That's a thing that's been a pet peeve to me, and I think we're going to see that not happen as much this year.
Yeah, you hope not, right? You're hoping you get another more continuity with a year of offensive line coaches actually coming back, getting to continue to preach their terminology and their kind of pass pro and that kind of thing. So, you know, and they're also being involved in the recruitment. We talked about Gunnar White being super involved in finding guys that he likes. So he knows the kind of player he's looking for. I'm sure he's explained to him the kind of communication and things he wants to see from his team as well.
Well, not only that, but Andre Giraud was arguably one of the most dominant interior offensive lineman in the history of the NFL, guard and center.
Yep.
And then George Hageman played 10 years at tackle, man, in the NFL. So he knows the technique and the things, what to do inside. So with those three guys working closely together and working well together, I think that's going to work out great for that unit.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for that offensive line room and that coaching staff and what they're able to, you know, do. I want to see them with another year, another offseason, bringing some of those guys back. And I'm super excited for the future of what that room can hold.
Yeah, I think Andre Giraud is one of my all-time favorite CU players. Most people want to say some receiver or some running back or some purse-carrying quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, let's go here.
No purse-carrying quarterbacks.
They all carry purses. We all know it.
For sure.
Nice job. Just ran them upfield.
Yeah, and then, you know, just a lot of good pass pro technique. That's kind of seems to be what his strength is as well, you know, washing guys up. If they're going to be coming too hot off the edge, you just got to ride them up, you know, put your hand on the shoulder, hand on the hip, and get them out there.
I wish that play had continued the film a little bit, because he does a good job when that guy turns back upfield and stays right with him.
Yeah.
So we should probably watch a couple more plays. We need to move on to a guy that I really like.
Yeah, I don't think we have much, you know, plays left on this film anyway. So, again, just him kind of washing up, doing his responsibility, and
again, I think he's a guy that's got all the tools that you need to be a really good offensive tackle at the power four level, which is, you know, why he's got offers from places like Florida and Miami and Kentucky
for sure. Moving on to this next guy, Steven Alexis, was a running back who was unranked.
Well, all that
he's
means
he's going to be ranked soon.
Yeah, all that means is they haven't rated him yet. But you watch this film, and you're going to like Steven Alexis. Man, this kid's 6'3", 205. He runs with power, runs with vision. Has, you know, and I think he's got a total of 6 Power Four offers now. He's got Pitt, Cincinnati, Illinois, Iowa, Virginia, and us. And I think Leo could probably tell you, maybe he hadn't been coaching it long enough, but as an offensive line coach, there's nothing I'm more sick of than seeing running backs run into the back of my offensive linemen. Do your job. Get your eyes open. Find the hole.
Find the hole. And that comes down to knowing the responsibility of where the play is hidden, right? Is this an A-gap run? Is it a B-gap run? Is it a C-gap run? What's the scheme of the run? That's going to help you get your eyes to the right spot first and foremost.
But also, you need to have that vision to be able to see and react to it. So this first play, he's going to show everything you need in a running back. Patience, vision, change of direction, acceleration. This is a beautiful play here. And this is, so you see a lot of guys with high-rated offensive running backs, and they blow a hole open that I could run through, right? And all the dude has to do is be faster than everybody else. This for play sure. right here, this guy makes this happen.
Certainly.
Well, maybe I couldn't run through it, but, you know.
All right, so and there's one, back. Two, three. Yeah. Three broken tackles. I think he gets another one, maybe.
And that's supposed to be an outside zone, and he sees outside zone, and he's going to cut it back inside, makes that guy miss. Let's keep it rolling. Let's run it back and just run it smoothly one time through. He cuts back inside, makes a little contact right here, stops on a dime, jump has a jump cut. Outside. Gets back outside, just outruns everybody. I mean, he shows everything that you need in a running back in that one play. That was beautiful. Well,
his change of direction is so quick, and then just his burst after, right? Once he gets his head down, and here, you can see him hit that gear. And
yeah, he went from 0 to 60 in like 1 second. I mean, it was beautiful. Everything about that play, I mean, you could watch that play and see what this guy's got right there.
For sure. And one thing about it, right, is with his size, he fits right into what Brandon Marion's looking for. He fits right in with that Damian Henderson, the second frame, that Richard Young frame, you know, that 6'1", 6'2", 200 pounds of downhill physical running. Yeah. And then, like we talked about, he's also going to have a speeder guy that can run out and catch passes and do a lot of things, too.
But the thing about Alexis is he's both. He is speedy. And I don't know if you've seen a picture of him out of pads. Dude's kind of built like me. Okay, never mind. That didn't really. But he's a well-built young man. Yeah. See, like Reckless there says 4.4 speed. That's a guy that's going to fit right in, you know.
Certainly. It's super exciting to see. And I guess we just need to keep running this film, Oliver. Just let it play. We'll keep talking about it. I don't know how much we'll.
And I think, and here again, he hurdled that guy and cuts to the outside and again the speed. But you know, people like on our board will, he's got no stars. He must not be any good. He just hasn't been rated yet.
Yeah, and he will be, because just look at this highlights, right? You think he's down. You think there's no hope for him to score, and all of a sudden he's around your entire defense in the end zone.
Yeah, plus he's able to make use of that sideline almost as an extra blocker.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets out there. Man, see, that's just straight speed. Look at the angle that guy has, and he just outran him like he's in mud.
Yeah, either that guy took the worst angle or had no effort, or, you know, Alexis is really good.
Now, this one right here, this one back here, this is what I'm talking about with patience. Okay, take this one back. Now, watch. He's gonna just stay, see it, and then gone.
Yeah, he waits. He almost stops and waits for his tackle and his guard to get around. And
then he got that speed. He's just like, wait, and then takes it. I mean, that's just beautiful. I can't say enough about this guy.
Yeah, look how he just outruns the entire defense, man. That's insane.
Well, and he cuts inside on the one guy that had the angle, made him look stupid, and then outran him again.
Yeah, and he knows how to find his offensive lineman. Look at that again.
Yeah, patience. You see him follow the block right up the hole there?
Wait for your blocks, and see you later. Look at this kid. It's awesome. Great stuff here. And he loves that counter play, man. I'll tell you what. I think there's been about 3 or 4 of these runs where he's just running behind his guard and tackle. And
yeah, I'll pause this for a second.
A great time.
You all know how calm and mild-mannered I am, right? Just say yes and nod your head.
Yes.
I got in a fight with a running backs coach on a team I was coaching one time. He's like, why don't you make your offensive lineman block? And I said, well, why don't you take the freaking blind guy glasses off your sons of bitches and tell them how to find a hole? Needless to say, the head coach had to step in on that one. All right, let's roll.
Fair enough. You got to let them know sometimes. And gone. Jeez, just a blur. Just a blur across the screen.
And he's from St. Petersburg, Florida, Gibbs City High School.
Right down the hash. Look at that. Great balance.
Well, twice.
That's
twice.
Insane.
Yeah, take care of him back because twice he maintained the balance.
I mean, every single one of these highlights has been impressive. Every single one of these runs.
So he's patient. Nice. Just cuts in there, gets a little hip action. Almost got knocked down, did a half spin, almost fell there. I mean, he's just really got everything you want in a running back. I mean, I don't know. I think we probably demonstrated everything we're trying to show here. Very excited about Steve and Alexis. And we can wrap up today. We'll do our last ad read, and we'll talk about who's coming this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, again, phenomenal from Steve and Alexis. Super exciting to see what he'll be able to do in the go-go offense. He's one of those players that has a real, you know, boom trajectory if you can get him in the right program and to buy in because his natural talent's there.
But well, the other thing is that you've got Brennan Marion picking his running backs and he knows what he wants.
Exactly. That's a big tell. But we're going to hear one last ad break and come in and tell you about the new guys who are going to be coming in this weekend.
Is your business growing but not quite ready for a full-time CFO? Macaulay Capital offers fractional CFO services for companies doing more than $3 million in annual revenue. You get expert financial leadership without the full cost. Learn more about how you can improve your business's profitability and cash management at MacaulayCapital.com. If you know Boulder, you know the Hungry Toad. We've been serving this town since 1991, long before the lines on Pearl Street. Just north of campus, we're your local British pub with proper fish and chips, quality burgers, a scratch kitchen, real English cask ale, and no tourist fluff. We support CU football, women's soccer, and the loyal fans who keep it local. The Hungry Toad, Boulder born, Buffs proud.
Thank you, Adam. So good to hear from Adam again and telling us about the Hungry Toad and Macaulay.
All right, my man. So we got another exciting weekend coming up for CU recruiting. Lots of guys. We'll just run through these guys, give you a little heads up on some of them. I think, quite frankly, we're going to get at least two. Well, I'm very sure we're going to get two commits out of this. And to me, that's Kylan Bobo and Drew Sapp. But Kylan Bobo, to me, is another very exciting running back. 5'11", 200, same mold as Steven Alexis. He's at Tupelo, Mississippi, 6 Power 4 offers. And he had the other thing I want to say about Steven Alexis is in his junior season, he averaged 9 yards a carry, man. He's a first down every time you give the dude the damn ball.
For sure.
And then come back to Kylan Bobo, he averaged 8.8 yards a carry with 28 rushing touchdowns, 1,700 yards. So at the risk of sounding silly, he runs as sweet as Tupelo honey. Coming out of Tupelo, Mississippi. So I think Kylan.
That's a Kylan, new one.
Yeah, and he's already rated 3-star, 87. So he's a guy that I think is going to pop to watch. You want to talk about some of the others here?
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go in order here, but if Oliver wants to throw that list back on the board, I think one of the guys I'm looking at is Edge James Harris Jr. I'm pretty excited to see what he's able to come in and bring with his size and potential at the edge position. Shows a lot of good athleticism with his tape and should be more depth. I know you guys were all talking last week about where are the defensive players, where they're here, man. I mean, this is a fully almost defensive loaded out trip. You got Devon Derecho, who's already been committed to Colorado for a little bit now. Coming back into the place to check things out. So hopefully he's kind of, you know, really trying to get these other guys committed and spitting a good word about the university.
Yeah, and Zyke Scott's like a guy I like a lot, 6'1", 220. Committed to North Carolina, but I don't think that matters too much when you get a guy out to Boulder.
No.
6'1", 220, and this kid is a guy who can run. He's out of Pennsylvania, you know. So again, I like seeing those guys out of Pennsylvania. They're hard nosed football players up in Pennsylvania. So 88 rated, 3-star coming in. Let's see who's next. There's Jameer Daniels Portis.
Yep. Another linebacker.
So
yeah, I was just going to say, William, you know, they're bringing in depth right there, that linebacker / edge position. Again, guys who are kind of like hybrid can play both. Just athletes overall on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and I think they're, you know, they realize they need to start loading up the defense too, and especially a linebacker. You know, if we match the linebacker class from last year, we're going to be pretty damn solid the year after, because the, you know, a couple of those kids that are true freshman linebacker this year are going to play. So yeah. We got Edge Fui Vakapuna coming in. And then again, James, 4-star Edge James Pace out of Maryland is another kid who wasn't supposed, he already had his 5 visits set up and he dumped Georgia to come here.
Primarily
because he's friends with Jaden Lindsey, who's also from Maryland.
Yeah, that was a big one you were talking about there. If they're able to flip that, I mean, that's just a huge, huge commitment for Colorado. Again, he's the only kind of 4-star on this list that really stands out in terms of that aspect. But once again, like we talked about, William, you got to look at the film. You can't just look at the stars on these guys and what rankings say, because that's not what these coaches are watching. They're watching the full games. They're talking to players. They're talking to coaches. They're talking to grandmamas. They're talking to everybody. Everybody getting a call from these scouts, so they're getting a full in-depth on all these players.
And you notice that all these guys we're getting have multiple Power 4 offers, so it's not like we're taking a flyer on some dudes. Other people want them as well. So it's exciting. We just need – now we need to get into the defensive tackles, get those big boys up front on defense.
Definitely. Got to keep building up the trenches, right? It always starts up front. To saw a comment earlier about the meat and potatoes, right? It's all about the meat and potatoes. If you get that taken care of on your team, you know, everything else will come after, right? The dressings, the drinks, the desserts, all that stuff comes later.
You're torturing that one right there. But, you know, at the defensive tackle, you need the guys who can not only eat, but chase down the truck carrying the food. So see some of those big dudes from the inside come in here. So that, I think we're seeing a lot of exciting things in recruiting this season. We talked about some of the reasons for it. I think we see a rejuvenated Coach Prime this year and you know, again, man, the dude had his organs rebuilt. I mean, damn, most of the people complaining about him wouldn't get out of bed for the next year and a half. So I'm excited about what we're seeing going on here. I'm excited about these two new coordinators. I think this is going to continue through the summer. And when we start winning games, and when I say when we start winning games this fall, it's going to get even better.
I think so, right? And you're going to have a lot more opportunity and weekends for commits to actually come in and see Folsom with a real game day environment and Ralphie running and that crowd rocking. And I think there's going to be some real energy in Boulder this year.
And that's another edition of Adam Monster Tigers Buff Stampede Radio Live. We'll try to come back to you again on Sunday and we'll hopefully have some information about some of this recruiting class going on.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, this is for our guy, Adam Munster Tiger. This is his show. So we're going to continue to honor his legacy and play a clip of some of his funniest moments.
On the drive down here, Brian, I saw the McRib is back. So we got that going for us this week as well.
Hey, anytime that's back, that's a good thing, right?
You can't pick everybody.
Well, I can't. Why can't I? Like you said, and I quote, no criteria, no rules.
Well, London Merritt's my guy, and you're stepping on my toes here. Okay. Just he flipped from Ohio State to Colorado late in the process. Let that sink in.
Right, that's a.
You guys were able to get it in one bite. Huh?
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Squeeze it down.
From Oregon.
Dylan Gabriel, that's who you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
who is he coached by in college?
my punk that needs to get beat up, but obviously my comedic timing was not there. You just didn't pick up on that.
It worked. I had to process what you were saying real quick.
You gotta be quick, man.
Colorado, a huge win tonight.
Well, I'll give you $10, Brian. There's some crusty tortillas over there. Will you eat one of those for $10?
Save your money. Go get another mediocre calzone.
It might be just as good as that calzone we had last night. So
it just might be.
We'll just put a burrito in one hand, a dumbbell in the other, and just pump, eat, and then switch so you don't have, you know, one side just getting too bulky, the other side not getting enough stimulation.
I'm not hiring you as my personal trainer. You're fired. You're fired. But
they won nine freaking games and won the Heisman Trophy last year. You know?
Yeah.
Right. So Rick George is the reason that happened because he brought in Coach Prime. And I want these Loveland kids to do well at Colorado. I can't really be a fan while they're in college because of the whole journalistic standard thing. But internally, I'm definitely rooting for these guys.
Nationally, I mean, you've got
the wind's almost blowing the camera over here.
So that's where this season just completely falling apart. Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2. Brian, will you check to see if the audio is working? Check, check, check.
That's great.
Travis Hunter, what is your vertical leap? We want to find out. April 4th. In this indoor practice facility. Ice baby, ice baby.